Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I went through something that nobody should have to endure in a lifetime. Because of these people.
Are you talking about your meeting with the cops?
Yeah, because of these people, my life has been turned up in the last 2 weeks. All my house has been looked over twice. They looked through all my papers. They took my computers and downloaded their hard drives.
Did they subpoena all that, or did you volunteer them?
You
said, go ahead, whatever, I got nothing to hide.
Right. They took my computers. Then, the other day, took it over the top when I said, I gotta get out of this. These people are not nice people. I had my stuff blue-lighted to look for blood. And then that wasn't good enough. They luminexed it or luminoled it, and I have white residue over everything. My truck, my Hummer out front, the back trunk, the carpet is up in because they took it out of the, you know, thing. Do you know what that feels like? Do you know that nobody should have to endure that in a lifetime? All over trying to help somebody out.
But
it wasn't worth it. I know I put myself in that place.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
I deserve that.
That's not what I was going to say. But
it
my thing, if you had the inkling in the very beginning to videotape,
I know, but
yourself,
I figured I was covered. Right. I figured I protected myself.
What made you felt like you was covered and you protected yourself?
Stupidity.
Because you saw from the very first day that you met Abraham
because it was,
that people were getting over on
right,
him.
Right, but I felt like I had a good enough standing, a good enough reputation, that I wasn't worried about it. I didn't really feel it would go this far. And I wanted whatever it took to clear my name. So I let them do whatever they wanted to do with no court order and no subpoena. I want this out of my life.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for Abraham. But it's his heart in my heart. I don't know if I'll ever help anybody out anymore. I did this. And I did it to myself. I could have possibly endangered my own family. And all the money in the world is not worth that. You know? And I regret it wholeheartedly. But it was my mistakes, and I paid for them the other day. I paid. I deserved what I got, you know?
When you got involved with Mr. Shakespeare, you wanted to tell a story, and it sounds like when you started talking to him, you sort of took on some other baggage with it. I need to help this guy out. These people are screwing him over.
Yeah, right.
And then did you also see it as a business opportunity? That, well, I got this book, and if I get a deal on this book, then that's going to help pay for...
It was more or less... he kept asking for the help because everybody that helped him before took advantage of him, and it was more like knowing that nothing would ever come monetary-wise. It was more the giving him his pride back.
Where is Abraham?
Well, Abraham is knows he was supposed to go for contempt of child support. Okay?
Well,
and
that's
we,
the question I asked. Where is Abraham?
I do not know. And I told the cops this. I do not know his address. I didn't want to know because of the fact that we knew he would have a warrant out for his arrest. So we had requested not to know his address. But if I knew something like this was going to come up, if I could turn back time, I would have asked for his address. In my life, it has changed my reality, and if I knew I was would be going through any of this, I felt like so comfortable, I guess, with my lifestyle and who I am as a person. I'm not going to be O.J. Simpson and run. I have nothing to run from. I'm not going to be a turtle and put myself in a shell. The thing is that
You've got to let Abraham know. This is the important part of the paper, is when I wrote in the end. You've got to let him know. This is not about child support. It is not about he's got, you know, failure to appear or anything. They just want to see him, and he can go wherever he wants. Because Abraham's a person that will say, I'm grown, I can do what I want. I don't care what they want. Yeah. He does not like the cops. His mom said that he was beat in prison. And if he knows the cops are looking for him, it's just going to make him run further. And that's why his mom never wanted to do this.
If he knew you were in trouble, do you think he would...
Yes, if he knew, that's why I wanted to do this, because if he knew...
You think he has respect for you,
right,
he would try to
right.
help you out.
I think if Abraham knew what I was going through, he would come forward. And if he knew how big the situation has blown up from something so little to turn so big, that I think he would, you know, say something to somebody.
So you don't know his address, but do you have a way to contact him? Through his mother, through an intermediary?
No, not now. Not after all of this has
come. Did you initially have something? Or?
Yeah, I initially had a way, and now nothing because...
Have you tried it?
Yeah, we've
so that's how
tried
you know
every...
Work.
Right, we've tried every avenue.
Was it through a person, or...
Well,
I mean, I'm not asking
yeah,
you to tell me exactly.
Yeah,
Is it something that you got feedback from? You know,
well,
you go to Marissa and say, hey, get the word out.
We didn't think
it
was going to turn out to be in this situation in this light, so it turned out in a bad light. And we think that if Abraham keeps thinking that this is something towards... Because he planned on running. He planned
right.
on not coming back because
right.
of child support until it was over and done with. So you can put, I could contact him, but in light of everything that has happened, I am unable to contact him any further. And it's because we think, I think he thinks I'll turn him in, like this is part of child support or something, and that's why I want the story out there so he knows this has nothing to do with child support. He was determined not to have all this stuff in his life. He did not care what it took. He was determined.
Did he get in contact with you some kind of way after he found out that, you know, okay, the sheriff's office is looking
nope.
for him, the media is covering
nope.
it too?
I
do you
heard
think,
from
no,
him.
I'm
how
assuming
did
he doesn't read the paper, so how would he know that?
How
you think word on the street?
Word on the street.
Well, when you
oh,
hope that this
yeah,
is going to get the
that,
word
right,
out,
right? I'm hoping
you're
that
not
word
saying,
on
he's
the street.
Probably not going to pick
no,
it up on the internet. He's
absolutely
gonna,
not. He's
you
not.
Know, it would be somebody
he does not
tell.
Go on the computer. Somebody tells him. He made it to eighth grade.
Right, but
yeah,
I mean,
but where he but is he right now? You said that prior to all of this breaking loose, you had a way to get in contact.
Prior
with him.
To all of yeah,
and this was only 2 weeks ago.
No,
there's only been a 2 week span. You said prior to all this breaking loose.
Yeah.
You had a way to get in contact with
yeah.
him.
Prior to everything breaking loose, I had a way to get a hold of him. And after everything broke loose and everything happened, I called you wanting to do a report on this, and I was going to try to get a hold of him and we were going to do the report together. I was hoping to get an interview with, you know, you and him and everything else. And then the storm wind came in. I think he's still here. Honestly.
You think he's just living?
I think that there's
lying low somewhere.
He has loaned people enough money. There's enough people he's loaned money that they would lie for him.
So you think he could just bounce from house to
yeah.
house and that,
yeah.
that's sort of how he lives
enough,
anyway?
Right, exactly. And there's enough people that he's loaned money to that would lie for him.
You think eventually
there's
he's
enough
gonna,
people he owes favors to.
You think eventually he's going to, whether he wants to or not, that he's going to pop up?
I think that he'll pop up if he realizes how... the extent of what level this investigation
but
went to.
One thing I want to make sure that we've mentioned that a couple times, but this is only bad, I don't mean this in a bad way, this is only bad for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's,
other than him, he's capable.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's
yeah.
why I asked
yeah.
a while ago.
Yeah. Well, that's
his
why
only
I
motivation
think he
would
feel
would
bad. To, yeah, I think he would. I think he would.
Because he has no
not
other
that kind of bad.
Back.
Right, but I don't
okay.
think he's that kind of a person. I think that if he realizes the impact it has put on my life,
okay.
I think he would, he would come forward.
These
yeah.
are things
yeah.
we actually
yeah.
really heard.
I know.
He's dead and you killed him. And you're hiding his body somewhere.
Yeah, I heard that too. And they've searched everything I have. I've let them take... a blue light. I had luminol done. I think I'm done. I'm
you
done.
You think the police are? Do you think that they're satisfied that you didn't do it?
What else can they do besides put electric things on me and shock me to death?
I mean, what else? Seriously, what else can they do to me? They've turned my life inside out.
Well, somebody.
There's nothing left that they could do to humiliate me. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not O.J. Simpson. And I'm not a turtle and I'm not going to hide. I have nothing to hide from.
There is a person that I know said they've seen him. And when the sheriffs went to them, they said they did.
Yeah.
Come on. This is a person that's been around there for years from him, known him, and he's given plenty of money to, and then the cops come to you and ask you about it, and oh, you haven't seen him now.
You're pretty optimistic that Abraham will show up pretty quick.
I'm optimistic, yes. I think that once these people that, you know, he's helped out and he's given money to, that once they see that there's a reward, they'll want the reward money.
It's about him trusting you, and apparently he trusts you.
Yeah, but
these
I told him
months.
He's going to be arrested for contempt of child support. I mean,
so,
I don't
so
know
on
how
the
much
one,
more.
It sounds like on the one hand, what you told him is,
you know what,
you're going to get in trouble,
right?
And so don't tell me where you are,
yeah,
so they
exactly.
can't make you talk. So
right.
now
but,
you're.
But
sort of,
if I would have known he was going to be considered a missing person, I would have never said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so now you're sort of in a position
I
of told
you know,
to tell
what I knew is he was a person that left on his own will.
He needs someone in his
right.
life to help keep
right.
things going, and you know
right.
we're wondering who that would be now because
mm-hmm.
you're out of the picture.
Well, he had a girlfriend he had been with.
Has she got it together?
3 months. Yes, she was. You know,
where did you meet
like,
the girlfriend?
Well,
did she live here?
We were told she lived here, but he was very. He knew he was leaving. I don't know if you understand
so
what level
he
that
was
at
everything.
Because we did not want to know this stuff because we would be by law required to
yeah.
say, hey, we know the girl's name. We know this about her and we know this about her. When the sheriff's department comes looking for me going, hey, he's in contempt of child support. We need to arrest him. I didn't want to know. I don't want to know. But now that he's a missing person, it's a big deal to me.
So now it's become
a major deal to me. You know, that is why I'm offering a reward.
So you did too good a job insulating
right.
yourself from it.
It was supposed to be a walk in the park. It was supposed to be nothing. It's not worth all the money to me in the world not to have my life back.
Yeah.
Abraham sold me his mess to get a better life. And I practically gave it away to get mine back.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he got free and you got put in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.